Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 232. And we're going to start off with this from the Ultimate Haunt Tour coming this November. This November, the Ultimate Haunt Tour will invade Michigan November 4th through the 6th, visiting 12 of the top haunts in the state. This three-day nonstop thrills and chills tour will live up to its name. Seats are limited to the first 300 people, and tickets are on sale now for only $3.99 until August 1st. To reserve your seat or get more information, visit ultimatehaunttour.com. We have this update to Days of the Dead coming to Indianapolis. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress Lar Park Lincoln to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Indianapolis, happening July 22nd through the 24th at the Indianapolis Marriott East. Lar Park Lincoln is best known to horror fans for her role as Kate in the 1987 film House 2, The Second Story, as well as for her role as Tina Shepard in Friday the 13th, Part 7, The New Blood, both of which also featured fellow Days of the Dead Louisville guest Kane Hodder. She was also a regular for several seasons on the TV show Knott's Landing and has appeared on other television programs such as Freddy's Nightmare and Beverly Hills 90210. Tickets and more info for Days of the Dead Indianapolis can be found at daysofthedead.com. We have this update from Creature Feature Weekend in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Joining us for Creature Feature Weekend this August 26th through the 28th will be the amazing and incomparable PJ Souls. PJ Souls is totally remembered for her role of Linda in John Carpenter's Halloween. PJ Souls, as we all remember, is also one of the main cast members in Halloween, playing one of Laurie Strode's best friends and Bob's girlfriend. She's also remembered for her roles in Carrie, Rock and Roll High School, Bloodbath, Private Benjamin, Stripes, and Uncle Sam, as well as more recent films such as The Devil's Reject, Halloween 2018, and Candy Corn. Let's all give a big welcome to PJ Souls, who will be joining us all 3 days this August 26th through the 28th at Creature Feature Weekend. Get more information at creaturefeatureweekend.com. We have this news from CreepyCon coming to Knoxville, Tennessee. Join us for the 5th annual CreepyCon Halloween and Horror Convention. Mark your calendars for August 26th through the 28th for a weekend of all things Halloween and horror in 2022. Times and events will be added and updated as we go, so keep an eye out for all the fun and spooky things we'll be offering this time around. Please visit the website for more information and updates, creepyconknoxville.com. We have this news from the Hackney Haunts Haunted Attraction in Westminster, Maryland. In a year where it seems like there's nothing but bad news and rising prices, we want to give everyone some good news. Hackney Haunts will not be raising ticket prices this October. It's a few months away, but we don't care how much inflation we have or how expensive materials and supplies are. Our community needs local, affordable entertainment now more than ever, and we will bring that to you Friday and Saturday nights in October. We're going to scare you, and you're going to have a frightfully fun time. Get more information at hackneyhaunts.com. We have this news from Terror in the Woods and FrankenCon in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's back. After a two-year hiatus, Terror in the Woods returns this July to iJam's Nature Center, and it's bigger and better than ever. Join iJam's and Central Cinema for everyone's favorite summer scare event featuring Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives, and the cult favorite Never Hike Alone, The Ghost Cut. Both flicks star Tom Matthews, and you'll get to meet him at the event thanks to special Terror in the Woods sponsor, FrankenCon. He'll be signing autographs and doing photo ops, which are available for purchase prior to the event. Don't miss this opportunity to meet Tom Matthews at the iJams Nature Center in Knoxville, Tennessee on Saturday, July 9th. More information and tickets can be found at frankencontn.com/photo-ops. We have some news from the Fear Field in Claresville, Ohio. This year we will be open the months of September, October, dusk to midnight on Saturdays only. We're adding 5 new scenes, ticket upgrades, fast passes and touch passes, and an out of this world ending. We're looking for sponsors and actors. Reach out to us by sending us a message on Facebook. Send that message and get more information at facebook.com/fearfieldhaunt. We have this update to the Scares That Care Charity Weekend coming to Williamsburg, Virginia. We have some bad news and some good news. Unfortunately, Mark DeCascos will be unable to attend due to filming a new series in South Africa. We hope to have him at a future event. The good news is that Barbara Hershey will be coming to Scares That Care Charity Weekend. Get more information and keep up with more updates at scaresthatcareweekend.com. We have this update to Horror Hound Weekend coming to Cincinnati. We have a new guest announcement for Horror Hound Weekend Cincinnati taking place September 9th through the 11th. We're welcoming Doug Jones to the HHW guest list. Doug has starred in such films as Hellboy, Hocus Pocus, Pan's Labyrinth, and so many more. Discount pre-sale tickets are on sale now at HorrorHoundWeekend.com. We have this update from the Mad Monster Party coming to Phoenix. Hello, kiddies. Meet the Crypt Keeper at Mad Monster Party, Arizona. John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper, joins the madness in Arizona July 8th through the 10th. With his extensive voiceover work in animated series, films, and video games, as well as his live-action roles like the Atom in the Justice League pilot, John has an extensive list of credits including Marvel, DC, and Disney icons. Most of all, he's a really cool guy that appreciates his fans, so don't miss your chance to meet him. As an aside, he's on the Big Scary Show intro every week. Photo ops are on sale now. For tickets, hotel, and more, visit madmonster.com. We have this news from Woods of Terror Haunted House in Greensboro, North Carolina. We're still hiring for monsters for the 2022 season. Want to join our haunt family? Fill out the form on our website, and we can't wait to meet you. We'll need the most help during our two biggest events, Woods of Terror, running August through October, and McLaren Farm Country Christmas, Thanksgiving through Christmas. Woods of Terror actors have training opportunities throughout the year. Select positions are subject to a background check. Find a link to the application form at woodsofterror.com/employment. We have this update from the Oklahoma City Horror Con coming to Oklahoma City. We have a new guest announcement, Mark Holton. He's an American actor best known for playing Francis Buxton in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Chubby in Teen Wolf, Ozzie Jones in Leprechaun and Leprechaun Returns, and real-life serial killer John Wayne Gacy in Gacy. Please help us welcome Oklahoma's own Mark Holton to Oklahoma City's Horror Con at Remington Park. Get your tickets now for the scariest event of the summer. Get more info at horrorconokc.com. And remember, all kids under 12 are free. We have some hiring news from the Extreme Fear Scaregrounds in Kinston, North Carolina. We're looking for talented individuals to be a part of our team for the 2022 Halloween season. Come and be a part of a special group. Make new friends and get paid while doing something you love. Please note, scare actors will be required to attend one mandatory audition date in August. Auditions are open to anyone 16 and up, and no experience necessary. We're hiring for the scare team. Makeup artist, ticket booth, ticket takers, merch sale, security, and more. Get a copy of the application at extremefearscaregrounds.com. And finally, we have this update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. Come join us in celebrating television legend Sid Croft's 93rd birthday on Saturday, July 30th at Midsummer Scream. One half of Sid and Marty Croft Pictures, Sid helped create television shows including Land of the Lost, H.R. Puffin Stuff, Horror Hotel, and Sigmund and the Sea Monsters. If you grew up with Nightmares of the Sleestak or Witchy Poo, you can credit Sid. Sid will only be in attendance on Saturday, but Midsummer Scream runs from Friday, July 29th through Sunday, July 31st. Get more information at midsummerscream.org. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you listened to the previous Big Scary Show roundtable on cryptids, you know that we were talking to a lot of about monsters and creatures and all sorts of crazy, not quite human things out there. So it seemed like a perfect time to talk about the band GWAR. We have had members of GWAR on our show over the course of the years from time to time. We are recording this on June 3rd. They have just dropped a new album called The New Dark Ages. It is streaming live on digital platforms and all that. Just dropped a new video today for the song Ratcatcher, which you can catch on their website. And as they have started a new tour, we thought we'd get none other than lead guitarist Pustulus Maximus on the air speaking to us from someplace heading towards Chattanooga, Tennessee, I believe, where no doubt there will be plenty of mayhem, destruction, and all-around death occurring. Pustulus, how are you, sir?
Good, good. You hit the nail right on the head. We're going to leave lots of death and destruction in our wake.
We are glad to hear it. And I know that humans are nothing more than filthy scum to you guys, and I'm sure that your grand plan for exterminating all of us is going according to plan. But in the meantime, I want to congratulate you for putting out yet another very good album, The New Dark Ages. I have heard the song Ratcatcher, I've heard Motherfucking Liar, and I've heard Berserker Mode. And yes, indeed, this album is absolutely pure GWAR and pure rocks. And I want to congratulate you on that before you decide to kill us all.
Well, good, good. And you should, you know, even though your appreciation is worthless, we, you know, We've tried to experiment very much with this new record, and especially try different audio techniques and work with different sounds. And I think what makes this record different than other Gua records is with this one, we're going to try and make money, which is something that Gua has not attempted in the past. You know, we're always trudging new ground. So that is on the forefront.
Well, no doubt you are making a little bit on the tours as you leave behind dead bodies. Maybe you can rife their wallets out of the scorched bodies before they completely get consumed. So tell us a little bit about the recordings. What were some of the new things you were doing this year? You just mentioned new experimentations and things. What were some of the new things you were doing?
Some of the new techniques we were using was we did not fill the studio with any sex workers like we have in the past. It was just unnecessary distraction, so we just fucked ourselves, basically, and which is okay, you know, times get tough, and you need to bond with your bandmates, so that was an important growing and team-building experience. You know, we had pizza parties and the like, and we just used, like, different instruments. You know, I played all six strings on my guitar for portions of the record.
Wow.
And used instruments such as the Aztec Death Whistle on a track or two. You know, it didn't get mixed quite as loud as I thought it should be, but you know, it's a fucking whistle that sounds like people screaming like they're being murdered, which I think is, you know, one of the most beautiful instruments ever invented by mankind. Or did they?
I'm surprised you didn't use the entire album of nothing but Aztec Death Whistles.
I mean, if it was up to me, yeah. But, you know, you hire a producer that seems to think he knows what humans like, which is usually garbage. But, you know, it's the whole money thing.
Okay. I
figure maybe nobody's going to pay to get screamed at for 45 minutes.
Well, I can name a few concerts where people basically get screamed at for 45 minutes. But we will not discuss those people. They are not worthy, obviously, of the mighty Gwar. So the new Dark Ages drops streaming digital today, but the CD and the vinyl and all that is not coming out until when?
Man, who knows? Everything's delayed. You know, there's like paper shortages, and labor shortages. It's really just all bullshit because nobody wants to come to work. It's like last thing I see logging trucks go down my streets all the time, destroying neighborhoods and cutting down trees in the name of profit, destroying the landscape of the place they live, you know, and that's normal. So then you're going to tell me that there's not enough destruction and profiteering running around in the world? People love making money. You know, I don't know how much they make money sitting on their ass and not delivering law records to the public. But that's the way she goes, bud. It's just the way she goes.
Now, based on the fact that this is going to be airing beginning June 9th, let's talk about your upcoming tour starting June 10th at the DC Club, or at the 930 Club in Washington, D.C., and then you're traveling up around the East Coast and the Midwest, and then heading out to Europe. What kind of very interesting and absolutely terrifying things can we expect on Gwar's 2022 Black Death Rager Tour?
Well, you're going to get three separate shows. You know, we've got a unique show that's happening right now. And, you know, history does not like to repeat itself. That's probably the most bullshit thing I'm going to tell you on this record, because it's a lie. But anyway, yeah, we're going to go to Europe, probably address maybe some of the Ukraine situation, maybe have special guest Vladimir Putin come out on stage. You know, he's valiantly fighting the war on COVID in Ukraine. I guess. I don't know. I don't watch the news. So there's that. And then, of course, for the fall, you know, we'll be having more of a show that will properly explain the record, to be directly tied into the record. We'll probably play a lot more songs off the new record. So this tour right now that we're on in the States in the springtime is more like a teaser.
Okay. So you might actually leave some people surviving so that they can tell the tale to others?
The ones that are fortunate enough to escape, correct.
Excellent. And,
but, you know, we've been shorthanded without having our master Blothar with us. And, you know, it's you know, I hate to admit it, but it's hard to kill 1,500 people at once.
I can only imagine, you know. And I was going to ask you, how is Blothar? He has been under the weather of late. Maybe he ate somebody that was not quite ripe and is a little sick. But how's
he
doing?
He's infuriated. I've never seen someone so upset to have their fellow bandmates save them $150,000.
And in the absence of Blothar, who is taking up the singing duties?
That's me. That's why he's upset.
Oh,
and he should be. He's worried I'll usurp his position. I've never seen anyone more job scared in their lives. But, you know, goddamn, I like playing guitar. I'm fucking good at it. So the old man should chill the fuck out. Come on back. But, you know, once he got COVID, he thought it would be a great idea to go and spread around through children's hospitals, you know, and, you know, so they wouldn't have to, they could face death early. So he's putting them out of their misery, you know. That's just something that he's like a philanthropist in a way.
It's all about the kids, right?
It's all about the kids, you know. He thought that was more important than touring, and I commended him for that. So, you know, once he does his due diligence of spreading death and disease around the land, he will rejoin the tour. And all will be glorious once again.
Do you anticipate him rejoining the tour before the trip overseas?
Yeah, definitely. You know,
okay.
He's definitely coming back to Europe because, you know, we've been reading a lot about this monkeypox thing, and we really want to get in on that before it's too late.
Oh, sure. Don't want to be late for the party on that. And I noticed the tour this fall concludes at the Aftershock Festival in Sacramento in October. That is a huge, huge event. Have you guys played shows that big as far as, you know, I know you guys have done a lot of outdoor festivals and things, but I've seen numbers at Aftershock that are staggering. And how do you guys play, or do you perform differently at a festival like that versus a small club of, you know, 1,500 people?
I mean, not too much different. You know, most of the time when you have a club show, you are in Guar's world. You know, you are in Guar's environment. Everything we subject you to is ours, and you get to witness the nightmare that is the Guar show. And then, of course, at a festival situation, we have to share the stage with other bands, and that's a little annoying. You have to share dressing room and drugs and things like that, of that nature. But we tend to try and pack a little bit more action into a shorter period of time. You know, a little more bloodlust, killing, and ejaculation.
I can imagine the cleanup crew after your show for the next band that comes along has got to be a little infuriated.
Well, you know, they're foolish if they want to follow Guar on any stage, so that's up to them. That is their own mistake.
That is true. That is why you should always be the headliner. I want to ask you... Go ahead.
Yeah, exposing yourself to 30,000, 50,000 people at once is also very exhilarating. I hope to achieve that goal again this year.
And hopefully make money off of it, as was your earlier stated goal. Nice. I do want to ask you a little bit about something that I just saw that has come out rather recently. You guys have now gotten into the beer industry. You've partnered with Devil's Backbone Brewery and have come out with a Blood Geyser IPA. Does it contain real blood?
Well, I'm not at liberty to discuss the ingredients contained within the Blood Geyser recipe, but, you know, of course, yeah, you know, we've done multiple Guar beers in the past, and most of them have, you know, been very successful, but the distribution on those has been very limited. And so now we were lucky enough to team up with Devil's Backbone for the newest brew. And since they have distribution through Anheuser-Busch, we're going to reach a lot more people. And that's ultimately the goal, is to provide humanity with something that's, you know, refreshing to drink and that will not inevitably cause the collapse of modern society as we know it at all.
Fantastic. I can't wait to find it someplace because I definitely wish to try this. As we start winding down here, first of all, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us here on Big Scary News. I do notice that the new record is coming out on Pit Records, whereas you guys have been on Metal Blade for what seems forever. Is this a change of direction? Is this your own label? What is the collaboration deal with Pit Records?
No, this is our own label. You know, we wised up a little bit and decided that we were going to front the money to distribute and produce our own material, produce our own, well, physical copies of the record. And, you know, it's kind of a scary territory, but, you know, in today's environment, you know, there's really, I see the need less and less for record labels in hard rock and metal and punk music. You know, you can get the same things without that back, you know, and we still have a good relationship with Metal Blade. You know, we are still, we'll always be bedfellows. You know, and Brian Slagle, you know, has been very kind to the band over the years. But, you know, it was time for a change, and it's time for us to be in control of our own destiny, so to speak.
Which will no doubt help you toward your goal of human extermination. So,
yeah, really just the, you know, and they were cooperating with the federal government about garnishing our wages as well. And, you know, I've got a lot of outstanding child support bills and alimony and things like that. You know, my ex-wife, Rita Repulsa, has been very adamant about taking what I have. So, you know, Pit Records is like a shell corporation.
Okay, gotcha. Maybe you can have Blothar give her a visit, and maybe she'll be lucky and catch COVID, and problem solved, maybe. But for people wanting more information, maybe to buy the tickets for the upcoming tour through the spring, and then the summer and fall dates going overseas, and you're going up all up and down the East Coast, I can see, into the Midwest and all that. Where can people get information? What are the websites and social medias that people can become Bohabs and line up to be, shall we say, devoured by the mighty Gwar?
You can get everything you need at www.gwar.net. That's just where you can download the record. You can buy the NFTs. You can buy Gwar, the cereal box. Gwar, the... whatever, the record, I guess. You can buy the record in advance, and maybe you'll see it in 8 months. Who knows? But everything you need, the tickets, the stuff, it's all at Gwar.net. All the info is there.
Excellent. Gwar.net. No doubt links to Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, social media, Instagrams, whatever. The new album is The New Dark Ages. It actually comes out streaming digital today, which is June 3rd. You can go out there and download it now. You can pre-order the vinyl or the CDs. There are T-shirts. There are graphic novels. There are lots and lots of different merchandises that you can partake that maybe Gwar will see you, take pity on you, and spare your life until the very end. Pustulus Maximus, it's always a pleasure to speak to you, sir, and good luck on the upcoming tour. And here's hoping that Blothar returns and that you guys have a fantastic album release with The New Dark Ages.
Absolutely. Blothar will return shortly, and Gwar will be stronger than ever. And hopefully when I see you, perhaps your life will be spared.
Oh, hopefully. I'll be the one not wearing a white shirt. Once again, folks, the new album, The New Dark Ages, has come out today. Gwar.net for all things Gwar. Pustulus Maximus, thank you again for taking the time to speak with us. My name is Drew Badger, and this is The Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank, once again, Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out The Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying... good night.